Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Earlier on, we heard from Met Aaron about the high temperatures we're expecting today, up to 29 degrees Celsius. But across the water, the UK is under an amber heat health alert, with temperatures there expected to reach 33 degrees. And scientists say that's a direct result of climate change. Well, John Sweeney is a climatologist and emeritus professor at Maynooth University. And John is on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, the climate scientists say these temperatures that the UK are expecting, they've been made 100 times more likely due to human-created climate change. Will you explain to us how they've managed to come to that conclusion?
Yes, well, it's a conclusion that would have been very difficult to come to 10 years ago when you had an extreme like this. People would say, oh, we've had this kind of extreme before. It's natural. It's not anything to do with climate change. But there has been a revolution in the past 10 years in climate science whereby we can run global climate models now much more frequently, much more easily than in the past. So instead of running one model, for example, we can now run maybe 50 models and tell the computer, well, run your model with pre-industrial temperatures and pre-industrial levels of carbon dioxide. How often would you get a heat wave like this in June? And then run your model again 50 times more with the present day conditions in it. And how much different is the frequency of a heat wave like this in the present day? And that's what's been done with the World Weather Attribution people in England. And what they've come up with is really saying that, well, in pre-industrial times, a heat wave like this would have happened once in every 50 years. But today it's happening, or will happen, once in every 5 years. That's 10 times more frequently. And if you go higher than that, if you say how likely is it that you would get a temperature of 32 degrees centigrade, which is what they're predicting in the southeast of England today, then the figure comes out, well, it's 100 times more likely. Mm-hmm. So what this new technique has given is a very powerful tool, which really scotches any possibility of people saying there is no climate change signal in this particular extreme. And that's something that I've welcomed over the years, because it means that there is no room for wriggling and no room for claiming indecision and no room for claiming uncertainty in certain of these extremes that we're now experiencing. And of course, even in Ireland, we know there's a climate change signal now in most of our extreme events and most of our data. We're warming in Ireland, in some parts of Ireland, even faster than the global average at the moment. So okay. It's not surprising that we're going to find that we're getting a 2 to 4 degree top up on our extreme temperatures as a result of being, of course, starting from a platform 1.5 degrees warmer or so.
Okay, John, we're hoping that we're going to be able to hold on to you, because the line is drifting in and out a little bit, but we'll stay going. So what we're saying is that extremes of heat will become more common, and you know, we needn't look to the UK and say, oh, they have a heat health warning and feel that we're in the clear here, because are you saying that's where we're heading?
Yes, we are heading towards more frequent heat extremes, and that's well established in the science at this stage. We had, for example, 3 years ago in July, temperatures of 33 degrees centigrade in Ireland, which is very close to our very long-term extreme record way back in the 19th century of 33.3. But this is the price we have to pay for not tackling climate change. It means that we're going to see those kinds of extremes more frequently. And of course, we now are at the stage where what might have been in the past thought of as a nice warm summer's day, in England at least, is now a hot summer's day, which has health implications, for example, which is why they have issued an amber alert mm-hmm. in that country.
And John, we here in Ireland, and you've done some research into this, I know, we're just not acclimatized to very high temperatures like this once we get into 29 and above 30.
No, and I did some research many years ago with Dr. Elizabeth Cullen, where we looked at mortality in Ireland versus temperature. And what we found was that the Irish population is, if anything, slightly more vulnerable to higher temperatures than many other parts of Europe. We're simply not used to it, and therefore we have to be cautious about the health impacts that we face. People of over 65, maybe with pre-existing cardiovascular or respiratory complaints, should take extra care when we get to those high temperatures. Because we know that during 2022, in that heat wave, which we also experienced, Europe had 60,000 excess deaths. And heat waves globally are the most common cause of fatalities. So it's something that we have to be very cautious about and take very preventative measures if at all possible. And especially at the moment, because we're often a bit lackadaisical about early season heat waves like this in June. The first heat wave of the year is often one where we take chances, we don't take the advice that we're often given. And so, especially if we're in that vulnerable category, it's quite important to be very much more cautious than we have been in the past.
John, always good to talk to you, and thank you for joining us. John Sweeney there, climatologist and emeritus professor at Maynooth University. Next up, it's The Gathering.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.